Welcome to lesson 3 of the 3 video series, Awaken Your Light. Thanks so much for joining me and for making it to this third and final lesson in this 3 video series. I hope the workbooks have been helping you to kind of refocus your mind. I always find that writing things down in black and white and seeing it very clearly definitely gives us that focus. And also the guided meditations, I hope they've been helping you to relax and unwind and get centered again. So what's really interesting is there, for me, are 6 ways of us allowing ourselves to awaken our light. Now, you've got to video 3 because you're looking to make changes, you want to live your purpose, and you want to get to that place of great change. But for me, there's a few aspects that are going to help on that journey. So the first one is connecting to your real self. In videos 1 and video 2, I talked about how different aspects of our life can affect our ability to awaken our light or to not, through our passion, our relationships, our careers, and more importantly, listening to our inner voice. So connecting to our real selves is a massive part of this. Who are you? And this is something you're going to be looking at in your workbook later. But actually writing down, who am I? Who am I here to be? What is my purpose? And how do I serve? But more importantly, how do I connect back into that? The second way here is how you can do that. Face your fears and stop sabotaging. Now, that sounds very simple, and as we know, facing our fears and stopping to sabotage ourselves is definitely something that's not easy. In your workbooks, I have written down a little exercise on fear that I think would be really helpful for you to look at. Just to explain a little bit about it, I'd like you to write down what you're fearful of. Every single fear that you have, from irrational fears, which some of us can experience, to fears that are very real based on your past experiences. The second thing I want you to do is to ask yourself what you would do if those fears actually came to pass. So if your fear came true, what would you do? What's very important to note at this point is, when we're dealt a bad hand with something, or a negative or traumatic situation happens, we don't have time to pre-plan. Generally these things happen now. Click of your fingers, they're there. And we have to go to a place of trying to solve it, trying to deal with it, trying to heal it, trying to look at it, trying to take it on board or process it. And in that time of not being able to pre-plan, we then end up actually having to find the solution. So in this second part, you're being asked, if this came to pass right now, what would I do? Okay, what do I feel would happen? What do I think this fear is going to happen? Sorry, why do I feel this fear is going to happen? And from that place of fear, what would I do? Okay? And you're asked, so you're breaking that second part into 2 parts. So if this fear happened, what do I think will happen? And what would I do to deal with it? The sabotage thing is about recognizing areas of your life that you're actually holding yourself back in. Sabotage is when, have you ever been in a relationship and you're really fearful based on a past relationship, for example? So you go into that relationship and, unknowns to yourself, through your subconscious, you actually look at all the ways that it's going to go wrong. You play out all the worst scenarios. And eventually we can actually end up creating those. Because we're so afraid that something's going to go wrong, we feel like we want to get rid of it in the first place so it doesn't get to that point. And I completely understand that, but it doesn't really get us anywhere. In the workbooks as well, we were going a little bit more deeply into this sabotage element. The third part is letting go and allowing flow. I have to admit, this is probably one of the hardest parts that I find to do. Because when we let go of something, we're giving it up to some higher power to say, okay, I've put out my visualization, I'm going to let it go now and hope that the flow comes in and it's going to happen. But equally, we have to do this in other parts of our life, where something might go wrong or something goes against what we want. And we have to sit back and say, oh, it's meant to be, that's fine, everything's great. And really the reality is, it doesn't really feel like that. So, one of your challenges is, how do I, one, let go of a visualization. So visualize and plan for something and set your goal on something and then give it up to a higher energy to say, okay, this is meant for me, allow it to come in. And also allow it to come in the way that is good and easy for me. That's important too. But also, if there's something better to come in, allowing the energy to come in and let that happen as well. The allowing flow part is hard too. So if you ever found yourself kind of getting very frustrated about something that may have gone wrong, and your biggest challenge is to sit back and wonder, okay, well, maybe this meant to happen. Sometimes I can find this happening with, if I've made plans for something, for example, and all of a sudden they just don't go to pass. I might end up late, or, you know, something just steps in the way. And it's really hard at that point to say, okay, actually, this is meant for a higher good. I'm not meant for it. So one example for this would be, I made an appointment like a good few weeks ago. I'd waited 2 months for an appointment for craniosacral therapy, and I couldn't wait to go, and I really needed to go. And I got up really early and made sure that I was going to be there like 20 minutes early and parked. So when I was on my way, I actually got stuck, and I looked up before, you know, were there any roadworks and things like that, and there wasn't. But when I was going on my way to town, there actually was roadworks in the way, and I got stuck at them, but managed to be able to get into town with like 3 minutes to go. So I wasn't going to be early, but I was going to be on time. So when I went in, there was an address of a street, and that's where I was going. But when I got out of my car, I couldn't see it. So it turned out that there are two streets. One is, let's call it X, Y, and Z street, and the other one is X, Y, and Z road. And I was on the street, not on the road. So I had to go and find where to get that. The really funny thing about it is, where that road actually was, I had driven down 10 minutes before my appointment and passed the place. So in my confusion and having to get back through town in one-way system, I ended up being 25 minutes late for my appointment. And because, you know, the person has an hour slot for you and that's what they can give you, I then was only able to have, I had to talk because it was my first time, my first consultation. I ended up getting 15 minutes of my session. And for me, I was so panicked on the way, and I was actually really upset that I had waited 2 months for this appointment, and by my own fault, I was going to be late. But in that moment, and what the lady said to me is, there's obviously a reason for this. And what the reason was is that actually going there was quite stressed. I had some stuff going on in my life, some health issues going on, and my body could actually only take 15 minutes of that session. And had I done that for any longer, we probably would have had to stop anyway. So it all turned out for the best. But what we do is we go into panic. That panic creates anxiety. That anxiety creates worry. That worry blocks us. It actually could make us have a really bad day all day long. And that's the part of allowing flow and just understanding that things do happen for a reason. And the hardest part is trying to find what that reason is or to allow yourself to believe that. But it is the case. The fourth part, and this is a critical part, I think, to awakening your light, is a self-care practice. Self-care is so important for every single one of us on our journey. Some of us think it's selfish to look after ourselves. Some of us don't know how to do it. And some of us are very good at doing it. But the practice of that comes from your physical energy in terms of what you're eating and how you're sleeping and what you're putting into your body. The other part of that is your boundaries. What energy are you allowing in of other people's stuff? How much of other people's problems and journeys are you taking on your shoulders? Also boundaries in terms of what you're willing to give. We are here to help others, that is for sure. And I said that in video 2 about our purpose being here to serve not only ourselves but other people. But what about if we go to the extreme with that and over-serve and don't know how to serve ourselves? And the fourth part of that is, it's very important as well to be able to look at what kind of practice we can create. Is it meditation, walking, setting our intentions, gratitude lists? Creating a daily self-care practice is really important. The next way, and I actually feel, alongside the self-care practice, the biggest and most critical part of being able to awaken your light, being able to make change, is having the power to choose. Every single thing that we think or do is a choice. We choose how to think. We choose how to be. Yes, we are full of negativity and that inner voice that tells us we can't do things and our self-doubt and our self-worry. And I am fully aware of how we get there. I'm the same myself. But we are choosing that in each moment, to not have a different thought, to not change the pattern, to not do something a different way, to continue to sabotage ourselves. If you've ever watched, Maureen Gaffney did a programme in Ireland on our station RT1, and it was called Happiness. And she had done a lot of research on what percentage of our mindset or our brain have we got to choose. So I would have actually felt probably about 10%. I thought our subconscious beliefs, I thought our fears, our life circumstances, all of those things actually took up about 90% of us. And we only had 10% to choose, and that's why it was so difficult. And in fact, she was able to tell us that 40% of our brain and our mindset has the power to choose. To choose a better way of thinking, to choose a better life, to choose to do things a different way. And yes, I understand that at times there will be things blocking you and stopping you and trying to teach you lessons. You may be having a really bad time in your relationship, a really bad time in work, a very bad time financially, a very bad time with your family. But what do you choose? How do you choose to get past it? What action do you choose? How do you choose to treat yourself? These are questions you need to ask. And the final part of this is allowing yourself to awaken your light by focusing on your future self. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be in this moment, in the next moment, in the moment after that, in 10 years from now? Where do you see your life? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And what are your dreams? And what action are you going to take to allow those to happen? So go through those again. Connecting to your real self. Facing fears and stopping sabotage. Letting go and allowing flow. Self-care practice and how to create it. The power to choose. And your future self. And these are things I feel can definitely help you wake up and awaken your light. Thank you so much for joining me for this video series. And thank you for taking the time to listen to the videos. And I hope that this has given you some bit of awakening, some ability to know that you can have a really good life. That yes, it's hard. And yes, it's a work in progress and it takes time. But that it's worth it. The change can be intense, can feel not great, but what are the results waiting for you on the other side? If you've liked everything that we've done in the last three videos, I am opening up a brand new digital course. I do a lot of workshops, as people know, and I do have a workshop on Awaken Your Light on the 6th of September. It's a day workshop from 10 o'clock to 6 p.m. in Dunleary in Dublin, Ireland, where a small group of us will come together and go through each module in terms of those six things I've just talked about. There will be guided meditation, group discussion, and time to relax. For those of you who don't like kind of the group work or, you know, talking about things that are personal to you in front of others, or just being in a group scenario in general, this is why I have developed the Awaken Your Light digital course. This is a course that you can do at home in your own time. It's a similar format to what you've been doing with these three videos. There are six modules. Module one is connecting to your real self. Module two is facing your fears and stopping sabotage. Module three is letting go and allowing flow. Module four is your self-care practice. Module five is your power to choose. And module six is your future self. What you will be getting are lessons. Lessons in the form of audio so that you can listen to them on your smartphone, on your laptop, on your computer. And you can listen to those lessons and they will be much longer than the videos. So you'll be looking at probably half hour to 45 minute lessons. From those lessons, you will be getting more in-depth workbooks to accompany each module. You will also be getting six guided meditations to accompany each module, okay? So one guided meditation per module. And that will be the theme, for example, the self-care practice. We will be doing a guided meditation that's creating that within a process of visualization. You'll also be getting six screensavers. These will be for laptops, phones, iPads, computers, where you'll be able to put them up as a daily reminder while you're working through each module with something positive and life-affirming to help you kind of keep yourself on track. When you sign up for this course, you will be given a file with a password on it that will allow you to log in and access your own personal file. It will hold all the modules, so you will not be sent them one after the other. All the modules will be there. The workbooks and the screensavers and also your guided meditation. So you'll be able to access everything from the get-go. And that is allowing you to take responsibility yourself for logging in and continuing through it. But also if you have a month where you just haven't the time to focus on yourself or to focus on the course, it doesn't mean you're under pressure to do it. And there's year-long access to this as well, so you have a lot of time to do it. I'm opening this course up on the 7th, or I'm launching this course on the 7th of September 2015, and the cost of the course is €100. For people watching this video series, I'm opening up an early bird segment as well. So if you register your interest and make payment on the 4th, 5th and 6th of September, you can actually acquire this course for €80. And that covers the 6 modules, the 6 workbooks, the 6 guided meditations and your 6 screensavers. And the ability, hopefully, to help you along your journey to awakening your light. You can register your information below the video here. Also go back onto my website and do it there as well. Or you can send me an email to carolinetarot@gmail.com if you want to find out any more information about this course. But all in all, whether you choose to do the course or not, I do hope the 3 videos, the 3 meditations and the 3 workbooks have given you a starting point of where to work from. Thanks once again, and I hope that you get to awaken your light and live the life of your wildest dreams.